Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. All quick takes on new movies, TV programs, and other entertainment anytime. In a nutshell, that's the Preview Channel, arriving this month on XOMO TV, a service combo playing through smart TV sets and TV-connected devices. Founder and managing partner William Sager joins me next. Also ahead, a third Walking Dead series on AMC, ABC goes I Do for Don't, Pickles and Ben Bites the Dust, our current classic trivia question, and a trio of events this week that's worthy of your radar screen. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get 3 free books when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. Great to have you aboard on the start of the week, Monday of 2019, here on the program All About Television. Here in the Big Apple, it is 72 degrees at the top of the hour. It is absolutely gorgeous outside. We're expecting a fairly good week ahead, 70s, 60s, maybe a little 50s middle of the week, and then back to the 60s by the weekend. Delighted to have you with us wherever you're catching us. We've got a great guest for you in the hour and change ahead, and we invite you to be part of the program. All it takes, a phone call from you. So pick up the phone, raise your voice, and dial this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The numbers get anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the world, here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. If you're shy about the phone, we got an alternative for you. It's the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Use the phone or the room. Either way, we hear you. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk or Spreaker screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. William Sager, live with us from Florida after these news notes. A third series derived from the uber-popular game graphic book venture The Walking Dead will play on AMC next year. 10 episodes of this untitled effort will be filmed in Virginia this summer. Walking Dead writer-producer Matt Negrete will co-create and oversee the series. The Walking Dead will head to its 10th AMC season this fall, while spin-off Fear the Walking Dead starts its latest season June 2nd. And another AMC network development, Killing Eve, is set to stay on BBC America through 2020. Season 3 of the Emmy Award-winning drama pairing Sandra Oh with Jodie Comer was greenlighted less than 24 hours after Season 2 launched last night. Now some game show developments from ABC. Joel McHale, remember him from Community and then The Soup fame, will step into a Master of Ceremonies role for the first time this summer, hosting the reboot of Card Sharks. That's the game where contestants can earn big cash on the turn of a single card. Earlier today, ABC picked up U.S. rights to Don't, a contest where family members must tackle mental and physical stunts while forbidden to do various things. Actor Ryan Reynolds will executive produce this game show, expected to start on ABC late 2019 or 2020. And call it a day for daytime talk lifestyle hour Pickler and Ben. Co-hosted by country music singer Conley Pichter and media personality Ben Aaron, the program will end this September after 2 seasons of syndication. The main reason? Stagnant viewership and the certainty of losing key time periods to new series headlining Kelly Clarkson and Tamron Hall this autumn. And that is news notes for today. Our guest this afternoon made a milepost happen in the 1980s by forming People's Choice Pay-Per-View. It was one of the first such ventures in television history. That was around 1984 or so. And now, decades later, he is back with a brand new venture. It's called the Preview Channel. It launched early this month on smart TV sets and smart devices through a combo programming service called XOMO TV. Joining us live from Clearwater Beach, Florida, William Sager. Bill, thanks for coming about.
Hey, Simon. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It's nice to be here today.
It is a pleasure. Why did you decide to re-enter the TV picture with this venture?
I took a look around a couple of years ago, a little bit more than 2 years ago, with the landscape of television really rapidly changing, and realized that there might be an opening, and maybe only one more, to create a channel that, if there was one, would need to be very, very heavily branded and fan-based. And I came across I came across, and I guess an aspect of the channel business that's not covered, and that's what the preview channel is all about.
And by not covered, we're talking about all sorts of short subjects that have entertainment in common.
Well, the preview channel is comprised of new theatrical movie trailers that are not yet seen in theaters and new video game trailers that are just coming to the marketplace or being released. And it also includes current behind-the-scenes footage and star and director interviews of recent films. So the only way you're going to find some of these trailers is possibly sitting in a movie theater, or you're going to have to know the names of the trailers in advance to find them on YouTube. Other than that, there are no linear channels or VOD channels or SVOD channels currently in the marketplace that feature this kind of programming, which is it's constantly refreshing stream of instantly recognizable high production value programs. And it features the biggest stars and producers and directors from Hollywood.
How do you get the trailers? And once you get them, how much time do you have on your service to play them?
So the service, let me address the first question. We have a partner in a company out of Seattle called Screenplay, now called Loop Media. And Screenplay has been in the business of supplying trailers to about 10,000 retail locations since the late 80s. They're the 900-pound gorilla of trailers. And they were mostly involved in the retail area. We formed a joint venture that I am principally running, and it includes all of their content that they supply. And basically they host and code and stream the content back to Xumo, our other partner. And Xumo actually arranges the content algorithmically by machine in a linear fashion, as well as constantly refreshes the feed in all different categories on a daily basis. So the channel changes constantly. And the channel is made up of blocks of programming. So there's action, there's science fiction, drama, documentaries, animation, and video game. And all those categories are sort of mixed up and but displayed almost equally on a 24-hour basis.
Do you also carry trailers or scenes from upcoming TV programs?
That is something we're going to hopefully get into. It's an area I think is extremely important, original programming, and that would include, Hulu, Netflix, Stars, all the usual suspects that are making these very compelling binge-watching TV shows and TV series. I think they're at the tipping point where they do need to be included, and we're hopefully going to go after those at some point this year. First and foremost is to get this channel launched into the 100 million homes that we are on target for.
Now, Xumo has, or XOMO, as I called them earlier, is a service that it is actually a combo, like a bundle of various services, yours included. And they, in pretty quick order, have gotten a fair chunk of the households, the viewers that can catch services on smart TV sets and smart devices. What kind of penetration do they have?
They have probably one of the largest penetrations in the U.S. of TV sets. They are expanding into France, Germany, Spain, the UK, Brazil, and Italy, and we are going with them, I'm happy to say, and that's coming over the summer. We are also currently carried on Metro PCS handsets, Android handsets. We're on 1 million of those on the T-Mobile service, who actually owns Metro PCS. So we're very
William Sager has seen it. I'm sorry, go ahead, William. Hey, Bill.
No, we're very happy with Zumo. They're great.
William Sager has seen it all, spending a lot of his life in the world of television. As I mentioned, he was one of the early pioneers of pay-per-view in the 1980s, and now he is the person overseeing the Preview Channel, which is part of Zumo TV. It's available on many smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And he joins us live from Clearwater Beach, Florida, this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Applebaum here with you live from New York on this Monday afternoon, 8th of April, 2019. Delighted you're with us, whether you're catching us on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. If you have a question or a comment for Bill, give us a call. Here's the number, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Travel Channel's got an interesting series that's premiering later this month. It's called Portals to Hell, and the executive producer, Ann Geddes, will be on our show this Friday. And coming up next Monday, we're going to preview a very interesting comedy. It's a half-hour one from the CW. It's one that's graduated from its digital service, CWC. It's called I Ship It, and we'll have Yulin Kang, the creator executive producer, on this very program. That's next Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Bill, why did you decide to go with Zumo rather than any other service or go try to make it as a cable service, try to make it by satellite, you know, other TV options?
That's a good question, Simon. So I've done – this is the third channel I've put up. The People's Choice probably being the hardest one back in the late, you know, mid-'80s, late-'80s. It must have cost well over, you know, $1.5 million worth of metal racks and three-quarter-inch tapes. It was a monster. Lots of people to hire. People had to put tapes in and schedule them. It was crazy. Flash forward to now, I had a choice of going with lots of different platforms, and believe me, they're at this point a commodity. There's plenty of them. However, what attracted me to Zumo was they looked at this business as a bit of an algorithm and let data drive a lot of their decision making. And it's all about the data at the end of the day. And I also like the fact that they were willing to work with me, not really knowing exactly where we were going. I think they took a little bit of a flyer, and I think both of us are happy that they did.
In terms of the video game trailers, has it been very easy to acquire them as opposed to movie trailers? I mean, what kind of cooperation are you getting from video game makers like Sony and other players?
Well, it's funny. You know, as with movie trailers and as with video game trailers, they're really advertisements. So, in effect, I'm monetizing ads. I know that sounds a little funny. But these are really produced by the studios to prompt sales, to prompt gamers to purchase the games, to prompt people to purchase movie tickets or movie passes. So, you know, this is what goes on, and video games are an integral part of it, because they attract the same exact crowd that go to the movie theaters and movies, the same demo.
Yep. Are there any other kinds of trailers that, besides TV programs, that you're going to be adding on to the service as time goes on?
We're going to create a trailer vault, and we have 200,000 different assets. We have 50,000 classic movie trailers from the 1940s on up to present, and we have about 7,000 behind-the-scenes star and director interviews, another 50,000 movie clips, 7,000 video game trailers, and 20,000 classic TV trailers. And all of this material will, or most all of it, will eventually make its way up into the service. But we've got an entire wealth of content, library of content, that will be perfect for people to pick and choose, actually, their favorites.
Before I ask what the early viewer reaction is to this, how do you make money?
Well, Zumo inserts and tags the 24-hour linear feed as well as the VOD assets with commercials. And at the moment, we're running programmatic remnant inventory, but we will be running Zumo also has feet on the street in New York, which is another reason I decided to go with Zumo as well, because they can they're able to hit on a lot of the ad agencies that are in town. And the reason that's important is because we're going to be creating some original programming along the way. For instance, when we launched in February, we had a program called the Oscar Nominees, which were basically the first annual trailer show of all of the Oscar-nominated films that were going to go up to the Academy Awards the following month. We'll create a holiday and Christmas movie package. We'll create Memorial Day movies. We'll create Halloween movies all around the holidays and all around you know, movies for kids. So it's we've got a lot of choices and a lot of different segments coming up that can be produced, and we're excited about them.
What is the viewer reaction so far? You've been on for a couple months. What are they saying?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I haven't had it's been about a month and a half. We are, if you go to Zumo, it's very funny. We seem to be consistently in the top 10. If you pull down there's a button there for popularity. We're the eighth top channel out of 160 channels today as we speak. So I think that sort of speaks for itself. How popular, I don't know. I don't know. I know that we're going to try and take what seems to be a mundane normal, you know, piece of content that you seem to run into when you go to movies, and create a very exciting channel out of it. I'm looking forward to creating a first alert SMS text system. So if you love Star Wars or you love the Avengers, you can get an alert at the second that trailer debuts on the channel. And there are a lot of people that like to look for that kind of stuff.
You mentioned that this is really two services. There's a linear service, 24/7, and there's a video-on-demand service, 24/7. How many trailers are available on the video-on-demand service, and can viewers either see the programming by, let's say, trailer by trailer, or do they have to take, like, the blocks as they are so defined?
So, no, they can see it trailer by trailer. They're broken up into categories. You can pick one at a time, or you can let the block run. And I'd say there's about 325 different trailers running in a big bucket, and approximately 180 of them at any one time are available to pick and choose from. And those change and fluctuate, and some get retired as the dates change and new assets get inserted overnight. Daily. So sometimes you'll find a couple of brand new assets, two or three or four new assets. Sometimes you'll find less. Sometimes you'll find more.
Mm-hmm. Before we do another break, Hulu last year launched an experiment with Roku involving ads for upcoming movies, where if you wanted to buy tickets that afternoon or that night to your local movie theater to see that film, you could stop the ad and you could order tickets on the spot through your television set. Are there any plans to introduce something interactive of a similar nature on your service?
There are plans. We are actually in the process of reaching out and talking to AMC. We want to represent and sell their packages of stub seats, a stub seats for movies. I'm trying to I'm waiting to see what's going on with cinema and MoviePass, but I think for the moment we're probably going to stick with something along the lines of AMC. Not going to get too fancy. We just started. Hulu's been around a lot longer than we have, and they have a lot of people working there. But we'll get there.
Well, we're talking AMC, the theater chain, not AMC, the network of The Walking Dead and Better Call Saul and so forth.
That's right, the theater chain. That's exactly right. We want to be able to – we'll create a show for AMC for films that are in their theater currently. So we'll create a bunch – you know, a block of programming that features movies that they're currently carrying in the theaters. And there may be some ability to order tickets. I don't know yet.
We're talking about the Preview Channel. It's a new service that's been around for a while, a short while, and now it is running on Xumo TV or XMO TV, no matter how you want to spell it or pronounce it. It's a service available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices, and we've got the founder and managing partner of Preview Channel with us, William Sager. He's live from Clearwater Beach, Florida, this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. A few more minutes with William. And if you have a question or comment, why not give us a ring and use this number, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. In case you don't know, I write a regular column now for MediaVotes.com. It's the B2B thought leadership site on all things television and media. And the latest column of my series on advanced TV opportunities is all about what may be happening at the NAB show in Las Vegas as we speak, dealing with ATSC 3.0 and how it could be the saving grace for television stations. Hear about what Pearl TV, it's a consortium of over 200 stations around the country, are doing to deploy ATSC 3.0 in 2020 and the services you could get from it with your TV set in the latest Media Village at www.mediavillage.com. www.mediavillage.com. And while you're there, check out my fellow columnists on that site, Jack Myers, D.B. Marsh, Charlene Weiser, Ed Martin, a whole bunch of folks at www.mediavillage.com. It's a great read, and I believe you will enjoy. Bill, what do you think about today's television scene, where you have services like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon, you have more and more hours of content being shown and presented to viewers on smart TV sets and smart devices that they're watching, that interactivity may be around the bend very soon, a whole lot of other opportunities are opening up?
I think Hulu and Netflix is very similar to Showtime and HBO back when. They're just brand new and different. And then all of these other channels that you have is almost like the second wave and second coming of cable. There's so many of them, and some names are really kind of crazy, and they it's hard to tell what you're watching or what you might be watching. So it's also so many of them. You know, there, a lot of this is going to be driven by fans. It's going to have to be. So we'll see. I think it's an interesting landscape. I think at the end of the day, it's brands and recognizable programming, again, that's going to drive people to turn on their set and turn the channel.
Why do you think so many people are now watching more programming than ever before, to the point where a Netflix can premiere 5 or 6 shows in any given Friday, or Hulu or Amazon and other players can put out so much programming in a single week, original programming in a single week, and we're on the verge of having Apple, Walmart, Warner Media, Comcast, NBC Universal, Disney with Disney Plus, so many more services coming out that will all emphasize original content and a lot of original content.
Because you only had one way to watch it, a television set, years ago. Now you've got phones, tablets, third-party media devices, Roku, Fire Sticks, Chromecast. I mean, you name it. There's a you can get one of these things for next to nothing.
I'll tell you though, Bill. What really is interesting for me is that for all the talk that more people are watching mobile, more people are watching, that it seems that the viewing, particularly among younger viewers, millennials, Gen X, Gen Y, etc., it seems to be on the television set, whether they are watching a smart TV set, which has increasing functionality, or a device like Roku or Chromecast or Apple TV that also has increasing capabilities and functionality. It seems that the TV set is, despite all the mobile talk, where it's at.
Absolutely. And the way and the gate into that television set are the HDMI plugs in the back of them.
Where do you think we're headed, given what Apple wants to do? As I mentioned, Disney Plus, Warner Media, Walmart, maybe Costco getting in with a service, so many production companies being formed, all sorts of promoting deals being made now with some of the top creators. Last week we had the creators of Westworld on HBO sign a $100 million promo development deal to create new shows for Amazon. It just seems that this is a super creators market, and we've got TV festivals where the new creators of tomorrow have an opportunity to make pilots and maybe get into the system.
Well, you only have a certain amount of eyeballs. And when you have a glut of programs, you're going to have less people watching a whole lot more programs. So the strong will survive. The compelling content and the branded content will seemingly always win out. There'll be shows that, you know, will be standouts and will be different and will break through. But you're right. There's a lot of content, and it's very difficult to break through and to get noticed.
Mm-hmm. Final question, Bill. When you started People's Choice Pay-Per-View in 1984, there was a lot of talk then that interactive television was going to get off the ground. The ability of people to choose the direction of a show, maybe order products and services, that was going to happen through Q from Warner Amex, other services that ended up not happening or being tossed out because of either technology was not happening, the consumer was not happening, and so on. And now we're at a point where this week, Netflix, after the success they've had with individual series episodes, the latest being Bandersnatch, the Black Mirror episode, they will launch the first interactive television unscripted series, You Versus Wild, where people, no matter where they are, going to have an opportunity to choose the direction of a show. We're going to see more interactive experiments. There's now a movement toward interactive advertising. There's a movement toward interactive product ordering and services, where right now, if you have Apple TV, you can order any, or Amazon Fire TV, you can order any Amazon merchandise you want. You can order services from Airbnb. You can make an appointment with Home Advisor or Zillow, et cetera. How big do you think interactivity, now that it looks like it's feasible and the consumers are interested in a lean forward experience, where do you see that going? How far do you think it's going to go?
I think that kind of interactivity is very cool, and I think that there's a certain percentage of the marketplace that will always try it. I don't think that is for the majority of people. I think television is and has been for 50-plus years a sit-down or lie-down, lean-back experience. It's never been something. It's been entertaining me. What's on? So it doesn't mean it's not going to work, but I it does mean that I believe most of the public is very used to this turning the television on and watching and not having to do anything. Does that make sense?
We'll see. You know, we've all been surprised. Nobody ever thought Netflix was going to do what it's doing now. So it's one of those you never know deals.
Very true.
And who would have thought that 40 years ago, cable television, which a lot of people thought it's never going to make it as a medium, it's only going to go so far. And of course, cable TV transformed the face of television with all the services from Nickelodeon to pay-per-view to ESPN, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we wouldn't be at this new dimension of television had not been for people like you and services like that led the way back in the 1980s. And that's where we will leave the conversation. The Preview Channel, you can check
Thank
it out
you,
now
Simon.
At Xumo TV or XOMO TV. It's available on many smart TV sets and smart TV devices. For more details about where you can find it and what it does, go to thepreviewchannel.com. That's thepreviewchannel.com on the web. Or you can go to www.xomo.tv. That's www.xumo.tv. The Preview Channel, now available on many smart TV sets and smart TV devices through Xumo TV. William Sager, the founder and managing partner of the Preview Channel, it's been a pleasure to have you on. Congratulations on coming back into the TV field through this service. Hopefully a very long and very successful run for you.
Thank you very much, Simon, for having me on. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome, Bill. Pleasure to have you. Take care. All the greatest.
Bye-bye. pleasure to be here.
William Sager joining us live from Clearwater Beach, Florida with the Preview Channel. Again, thepreviewchannel.com and Zumo.tv. More tomorrow will be televised coming away, but first some words from the fine folks at audible.com. You know, have you ever thought that brain patterns could be dictating what you do and what you don't do? Well, would you like to do some things you currently don't do? Well, it might just be a matter of changing your atomic habits. That's the name of a new audiobook that's now out by James Clear, and you can get it with a trial run at audible.com. You know, audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from. You can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing this on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or iHeartRadio. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/televised, and for that, you get a one-month trial, and not just one audiobook, but three audiobooks for the trial. One from the catalog that I just told you about, and two from the growing number of Audible Originals. It's everything from one-man, one-woman performances, Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional theater adaptations, and original audio material, especially for audible.com. So you can get three audiobooks, one regular, two Audible Originals, and a one-month trial, and great customer service, too, from the fine folks at Amazon.com, Audible's parent. And all you have to do is get to the site, www.audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. And hear for yourself why audible.com will transform the way you hear the world. Coming up next half hour, our classic trivia question of the week, and a trio of events happening this week that should be on your radar screen, including one going on across the pond, you might say, that there's a mystery attached. And we, if we have time, we will clarify what we were going to say on Monday's show, but because of some technical snafus, we didn't. Dealing with the Twilight Zone and CBS All Access. All that coming away after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradioandspreaker.com. Together, more than 35 million listeners around the world every month and growing. BTR and Spreaker is your home for Music on the Couch. Check it out with your host, Vinny Bond, tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. That's Music on the Couch tonight on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And you get the best of both websites 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half hour of Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Applebaum with you live from New Weather York. Coming up, some comments about a trio of events happening this week that you should keep on your radar screen, particularly if you're into the future of television. But first, our classic trivia question of the week. And if you're first with the correct answer, you can get the Simpsons movie DVD for yourself. And you could be our third weekly trivia winner in a row. Here's the question that we introduced on Friday's program. What musical group made the theme from SWAT, S-W-A-T, a number one hit back in the early 1970s? Remember SWAT? That's the story about the tactical unit on ABC, starring Steve Forrest and a young Robert Urich, I might add. Ran a year and a half from Aaron Spelling on ABC. The theme music by Barry Dvorak was a big hit for this group. What musical group did that? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. If you're first with the correct answer, you win the Simpsons movie DVD with some nice features also. And if you just missed the question, we'll try to see if we can maybe bring it back before we leave the air today. If not, first thing tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. By the way, shout out to UBC's president, Peggy Dotson, who's right now as we speak at the NAB show in Las Vegas. Talk about that in a moment. As I said, get in the game and win. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Who knows? You could be our third weekly winner in a row, and we'd love to have you be in that category. But remember, in order to win, you got to play in. So do so, and all the very best. This is a very exciting week in the world of television because there are three events happening that really ought to be on your radar screen because they could dictate together the future of television. The first one I already mentioned a couple times, and that is the National Association of Broadcasters annual convention in Las Vegas. They expect about 100,000 people there, radio and television folks. And why is this should be on your radar screen? Because of this, ATSC 3.0. I know it's a crazy acronym, and here's what it is. It's a transmission process that was put together by the Advanced Television Systems Committee several years ago. But right now, the technology is at the perfection point where it could be deployed late this year, next year for sure, by TV stations all over the country. And at this NAB show, we are expecting a bunch of major announcements about those deployments. In fact, in a column that just posted on MediaVillage.com, which I have written, we talk about an organization called Pearl TV. It's a consortium of over 200 TV stations around the country, many of the top station groups, and it's about their plans to deploy ATSC 3.0 next year. They already have a test bed in Phoenix, Arizona, and there is talk we may see, as I said, some deployments by other groups and other organizations, and maybe some programmers associated with those organizations as early as this fall. Why is it important? Because ATSC 3.0 operates at a higher transmission process using internet protocol than you currently, than your local station currently does. And when it does, when you use it with your smart TV set or a device like Roku, etc., or you get a special device that you can put on top of your TV set or plug it in, it means you get all sorts of new services, including programming in ultra-high definition, 4K version, high dynamic range to get more picture quality, more content in the pictures themselves, the possibility of interacting with the content or with advertising or ordering products and services or getting emergency alerts like when a flood might be popping up in your area or a tornado, getting on the spot, severe weather other severe weather updates, and a whole lot more. And it will all be on your television set. And many people think that ATSC 3.0 could be the saving grace of broadcast television, even amid declining ratings on the local and the national level. So there's a lot of interest and a lot of rooting going on for ATSC 3.0 to happen next year. And watch out for announcements for NAB to happen. Those, by the way, the show is already on as we speak in Las Vegas, and it will continue until Thursday. Now, across the Atlantic Ocean, also happening from now till Thursday, is one of two international programming fairs that take place every year in Cannes, France, beside the annual Cannes Film Festival. The first is called MIP, MIP TV. The second, happening in October, is MIPCOM. And they are both very big places where international programmers and production companies try to launch shows that are either carried in different countries or carried worldwide. And obviously, with the penetration of services like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, etc., there's much more interest than ever in trying to develop international co-production. So expect some announcements about what may be happening. In fact, there's already been a few announcements happening involving the BBC, ITV Studios, other organizations too. But there's a mystery with MIP this year, and it's a mystery of a service that was announced 2 years ago and then again last year at this event. It's called Atrium TV. It's a venture put together by Sir Howard Stringer, the former head of CBS and Sony. And the idea is that it would present miniseries and original TV series that would be carried by one broadcaster or cable operator or service owner in each country. And they would get these series and miniseries as it's presented. They'd also put in money to make these programs happen. At least two shows have been announced over the last 2 years. One is a miniseries about the first landing on the moon back in 1969, coinciding with this year's 50th anniversary of that monumental achievement. And another is a limited series called Quasimodo, based on the famous character in The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Now, there's a mystery here because in the last, 6 to 9 months, there hasn't been much said about Atrium TV. And given the fact that this venture was launched 2 years ago and then was back last year with some additional plumbing announcements, that somehow, somewhere along the line, Atrium TV has to showcase itself again, and MIP would be the natural place to do it. We've been trying to contact Atrium TV to get a handle on what's going on, and so far we've sent a couple of emails to them, no answer yet. Will they show up before this event is over Thursday, local time, and say something about where they're at and where they're going? We will see, and we'll certainly keep you posted. No matter what, we will keep trying to reach out to Atrium TV, and if they'd like to come on this program, Sir Howard Stringer or one of his other executives involved, we'd like to have them. But I'm sure that we will have at least one blockbuster deal of some sort before MIP TV wraps up on Thursday in Cannes, France. And the third major thing to put on your radar screen this week happens on Thursday. It is Disney's annual Investor Day in Los Angeles. And that's the day when Disney will hopefully unfurl Disney Plus. That is their new programming service that will be starting up this fall, similar to ESPN Plus, which marks its first anniversary this month. Disney Plus is going to be a mix of great Disney content, original Disney movies, originally Disney television series, and maybe some original programming contributed by Disney's new acquisitions thanks to a 20th Century Fox deal that was wrapped up a couple weeks ago from FX, National Geographic, Fox Searchlight, and other places. We are expecting Disney Plus to really give us the whole 10 yards about what this service is all about, overseen by Bob Iger, the head of Disney ABC. And I have a hunch it is going to be very, very well reported. So we will definitely be keeping an eye on that, and hopefully we'll have some follow-up, too. We will obviously, once we get the full 10 yards about Disney+, invite the producers of these Disney original shows and movies, as well as people involved in the oversight of the series to come on this program, as time permits. So keep your eyes peeled on this Disney meeting. It should be something. And I would love to see the press get the opportunity, one way or the other, to see this Disney investor presentation. Hopefully, Disney Plus has learned a lesson from Apple's event a couple of weeks ago in Silicon Valley, which is, don't just tell, show. Ooh, there's our wonderful fire engine from our fire department down the block here where I live in Nueva York. So they're doing their thing, as they do several times a day, getting sure that if there's a fire or emergency happening, it gets handled. And I know that group certainly does. So apologize for the – no apologies. That's the way life goes here in this part of the Big Apple. Anyway, again, Disney Investor Day this Thursday, and we'll be keeping an eye on it for you. So there you have it. Three events to keep an eye out for. Put on your radar screen if you can, because they'll all dictate one way or another where TV is headed. The National Association of Broadcast Convention, going on right now until Thursday in Las Vegas. ATSC 3.0, a big deal. MIP TV in Cannes, France. Will Atrium TV resurface to let us know where they are at? And by the way, one thing about Atrium TV, there still is no, as far as we know, U.S. carrier of their programming. So who's that going to be? Maybe they'll let us know if they show up. And the Disney investor presentation in Los Angeles, headed by Bob Iger, where Disney Plus will finally be unfurled. Once again, if I was Disney, the advice I'd give them is, don't just tell, show what you are doing, and let the press in on what is up. And now one more comment before we wrap things up for today. Last Monday, we had a comment about The Twilight Zone, the new version that's now on CBS All Access, and so far it's gotten, for the most part, positive reviews. There have been some negative reviews, some mixed reviews all over the place, but mostly positive about this new version hosted and executive produced by Jordan Peele. And unfortunately, because of some technical snafus that got us off and on the air, originating from somewhere between where you are and where I am, the comment did not come out, I think, as clearly as we wanted to. And by the way, I apologize for last Monday's issues, no matter what the source was. So here's the bottom line. Twilight Zone, I think the new remake is terrific. I think it has the spirit of Rod Serling's original. I think Jordan Peele does great. It's got wonderful new talent on both in front and behind the camera. A lot of good people are involved in the series. It's very diverse all over the place, and I think this is something Rod Serling would be proud of. And by the way, Rod's widow, Carol, is involved as an executive producer. We wanted on this program to have at least one of those executive producers or senior producers, somebody on this program. And unfortunately, after three unsuccessful attempts to reach out to CBS All Access as public relations people and get somebody on, before we went on the air on Monday, we finally got the answer. Thank you for your interest. Nobody's available, period. What is troublesome is that this is the umpteenth time that in the 3 years CBS All Access has been on the air with original shows, we have not been able to get a single guest on this program. Nobody from The Good Fight, Star Trek Discovery, The Twilight Zone, Tell Me a Story, Strange Angel, etc. Not one person. And that raises a little red flag. You would think that with so many producers, senior producers, executive producers, show creators involved in these series, and all of them being successful, that somebody would make the time to come on this program, as many, many, many show creators have and networks have over the 11 and a half years we have been on the air. It just strikes me a little funky that nobody from CBS All Access would come on this program. So, again, we have reached out to the public relations people at CBS All Access, see if we can have a meeting of the minds, clear the air. If there's an issue, let's resolve it so that we can have people on the program. And by the way, we will continue to invite the Twilight Zone folks on, whether it's Jordan Peele, whether it's Glenn Morgan from X-Miles fame, whether it's Greg Gattanis, who's been on the show several times, Emmy Award-winning director. He's done some wonderful work over the years. We'd love to have someone from Twilight Zone on. And I must say, personally, it was disappointing because I have been the biggest fan of Twilight Zone around. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. To me, the original Twilight Zone is the best television series ever made, the most influential ever made. It opened the door to science fiction and fantasy being presented on a wide scale to a mass audience with a lot of great talent showcased on both sides of the camera that have gone on to great fame and fortune in and out of television. And it would be just great to have some of them, to have CBS All Access finally represented on this program. So keep your fingers crossed. We'll see what we can do. And again, I apologize that our message got garbled because of the technical snafus last Monday. Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Tomorrow Be Televised, Monday version. Coming up on Friday, we'll have the executive producer of the new Travel Channel series, Portals to Hell, Anna Geddes. And then next Monday, we'll talk with the creative executive producer of a series that started on the digital CW Seed service and now is graduating to the regular CW later, very soon. It's called I Ship It. Ewan Kang will join us. That's next Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Following week, by the way, we'll have our monthly three-episode week. We expect to have a lot of great guests on during that week, and we'll let you know either late this week or next week how that will go. If you came in late on today's program, and we want to thank William Sager again from the Preview Channel for joining us. Terrific person, by the way. Great to be reunited with him after quite a long time away from the scene. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up on episodes you missed, whether early this month or from previous months of 2019 or earlier, why don't you check out our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And, of course, we're available 24/7 on podcasts in several ways, through iTunes, through iHeartRadio's podcast network, and Apple TV and Spreaker's podcast app. If you check us out on iHeartRadio, all you got to do is go to iHeartRadio.com, put Tomorrow Will Be Televised in the search bar, click, and you are right there. Remember, we love hearing from you. So what do you think about our program today? What do you think about a service like the Preview Channel? And what's your thought for where TV is at and where it's going? All you got to do is email me, and I do respond to your email within 24 hours. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, that is the exact place you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week. One more time, here's the question, since we have the time. What musical group made the theme from SWAT a number one hit in the early 1970s? What musical group made the theme from SWAT a number one hit in the 1970s? By the way, they were a one-hit wonder because of it. Email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Also, you can use that email to suggest a possibility for our regular feature, A Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention these days? Well, let us know, and if we use your suggestion on the air, you, of course, get the credit. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. You can also follow me on Facebook and find me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's UBCSimonTWBT. No matter how you communicate with us, we appreciate it. Why? Because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not only those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. At BTR, Production Associates Candace Williams, Andy Toews, Blog Talk Radio's General Manager, with Jay Soderberg, Executive Content Producer. The co-founders of this enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised is brought to you today by Audible.com, an Amazon company and proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival. Remember, Audible.com will transform the way you hear the world. For 3 free audiobooks and a 1-month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Monday and your week. We are back on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And, of course, in parting, I want to remind you, whatever you're out to causing today and this week, please make it safe and make it great. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.